It is The Riot. This is our podcast. It's a little shorter this week because Nikki and I have shrunk. actually, it's because, all right, are you sitting down?
I don't want to
be.
Of course you are.
I don't want to be all gleeful about this, but Nikki and I, we're not going to be here tomorrow.
Well, we're celebrating a longer weekend with Labor Day. So hopefully you guys have a great Labor Day too, depending on when you're listening to this podcast.
Do you know what's funny? I was thinking, and I'm sorry to bring everybody into the discussion, but we haven't really taken very much time off this year. But we haven't. We both took a week off in the summer.
Yeah.
Okay. But do you realize that that was the, aside from taking
random something like here and there,
like Memorial Day and Martin Luther King Day off, that time off we took in June was the first time all year that we had taken time off, unless it was sick time.
Yes, I was going to say, there's been sick times every so often. I feel like there's been more of that, like more of the random one days.
Yeah.
Then there has been like long vacations.
I know, but that means that you and I are going to be taking some real time off.
I know. I looked at my my time off for the end of the year. I'm good. I could just stop doing the show and working now through Christmas and I'd still be fine. Yeah. I got enough racked up.
Well, I'm okay with this. I like where this is headed.
Well, again, hopefully you guys are enjoying whenever or however you're listening to this podcast. We are getting ready for the Radio U Fall fundraiser.
We are.
With The Riot comes Radio U. That's where our show is hosted. And it's your chance to check out actually music to go along. We can't include that with this podcast, but if you ever want to hear more than just The Riot and you want to check out the music too, that's available through radiou.com. And then with that being commercial free, we do a upcoming fall fundraiser to help raise the money to keep Radio U and to keep The Riot on the air.
So we wish you guys the best of weekend and we wish that you would support Radio U. So have a good weekend supporting Radio U and keeping The Riot here to keep this podcast in your ears
and enjoy the podcast and have again a great holiday weekend, whatever you're doing.
Nikki and I, in case you can't tell, have been sick. I'm sick again. So that shows up in this podcast a lot, actually.
Really sorry.
You know what? I can't keep anything to myself. I have to talk about everything.
Well, it's fine. It's a big thing in your life. I feel like I'm like 93% back.
I'm not.
Good to go, but Obi had a...
So I found out yesterday. I did. That was the thing, is like, you're supposed to get better. Oh, I didn't get better. I got worse. So I went to the doctor. He gave me horse pills to take. He's a veterinarian, but it's a discount. So I'll probably be better next week. So not only, I don't know if it's going to go in here, but not only did he give me these horse pills, but they took blood and it took forever and I almost passed out. It was awesome.
So stay tuned to the podcast to see if that story's in here.
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks.
Don't be worried.
It's the
don't
riot.
Be worried at all.
It's The Riot.
Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the worst of The Riot. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
So I've had a cold. And it's been one of those colds where all I want to do is lay down. But Saturday, I had this thing I had to do. I went, and when I got done, I thought, you know what? I want to go see Tron. Tron is I believe, 1982 science fiction film made by Disney about people that get kind of beamed into a computer via laser.
There was a more recent one, and there was supposed to be a
third one, and it tanked.
A third one. Well, it never got off the ground.
Well, because Disney was like, you know what? We got Star Wars, we got Marvel, we got animated stuff. We don't need Tron stuff.
They're pretty good.
Thanks though.
I mean,
really.
Maybe it'll come back later at a slower time, but maybe. It got shelved.
So Tron was, because of its special effects, was shot on 70mm film. We don't have to get on all the specifics, but I was reading an article about it over the weekend, and layman's terms, they say a 70mm film, seeing it projected in 70mm, is, and again, layman's terms, I don't really know, but they say it's kind of like watching a movie in 8K.
Yeah.
So, like, eight times high definition, something like that.
So even if you had Tron or insert whatever movie they were offering this feature in, to see it in that way
should be pretty spectacular.
Even if you didn't care as much about the movie, just the art of the way that it's being shown, if you're a movie person, is enough.
And speaking of art, it was being shown at an art center on campus. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go. So I went ahead. I checked up on everything.
I'm surprised you actually were going.
I wanted to make sure I was ready. So I took some decongestant and I brewed some coffee. So I was like, all right, I'm just going
to
power through this thing
because
I really
want to
do it. So I found a friend who wanted to go. Movie started at 9:30. I was like, all right, I'll pick you up at 8. Like, we'll be down there about 9. Should give us enough time to get seats, watch the movie, whatever.
Did you buy tickets ahead of time, or was it not really that style?
I could have, and I wish I had, because here's where it gets interesting. So Saturday night on campus, find a place to park. I didn't know there was a parking garage right next to it, so I parked about 3/4 of a mile away.
That's
so
all right.
Nice night on campus. Everybody's partying, so we just kind of, you know, mingled, walked around, waved at a lot of drunk people, and then found the building where the movie was. And all the lights were off, and it was dark, and the doors were locked. And I was like, yeah, okay, sweet. Is there another
one?
They're
really getting into it, aren't they?
It's like, you know, like when you turn the lights down when you're going to watch a movie,
that's
right?
That's how it is. Of course
it is.
It's
just like being in the theater. So, no, and there are people standing around. We're like, hey, we're here to see the movie. They're like, what movie? What are you talking about? I'm like, yes, this is going in
good
a great
sign.
Direction. Yeah, okay. So then I pulled it up. Now, here's how I knew the movie was showing at all. Someone had created a Facebook group for it. I had a friend who said they were going. It popped up in my Facebook feed. So I was like, great, I joined the group. And that's where I got all my information. Friday night at 7, Saturday night at 9:30. Except it was Friday night at 7 and Saturday night at 7. Someone had just...
Oh, there was never a 9:30?
Never.
Never, ever?
It
oh,
never
they're
existed.
Really wrong.
It never existed. So rather than... If I had just done one thing, if I had clicked get tickets, it would have taken me to the website, which would have shown me that there was a 7 and a 7, but there was never a 9:30. But I didn't do that. I just, like a fool, took Facebook's word for it, as if somebody knows what they're talking about. So all the effort, all the whatever.
All the parking.
And
nothing.
Nothing. So it was closed. And I mean, like, that was it. No showing, no whatever. I had really worked myself up to be very excited about it. And so I didn't even, when it was done, I was like, well, at least I have something to talk about. But on my way in, as I was thinking about this, I couldn't really get up even the fun to really talk
aww.
About it. It was just like, you know what this is? It's not funny. It's just disappointing. Like, all across the board, this is disappointing.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes when we give you our tales of the weekend, it's like, oh, OB, you know, that sort of thing. Like, it's still humorous. That's just sad. You really wanted to go see it.
I did. I took, and here, the other part that kills me is, you know what I did?
What?
I sat at home playing Xbox, just waiting for the time to go down. We're just like, all right, got 2 hours, and then I'm going to take off. And it's like, well, if you had taken off when you started playing Xbox, you still would have made it.
A lesson learned then.
Dude, that sucked. It just sucked, man. And then when I got home, I was like, well, I'm going to watch the Blu-ray. And it was like, no, I'm not. Forget you. Forget everybody.
You're done with it.
Yeah.
Are they going to ever do it again? Or
I don't know.
Right now.
But it was a nice 2-hour drive. You know, pick somebody up, drive around for a while, drop them off. It's great.
Well, it's good to see a friend.
Yeah. And I also got some Reese's Pieces.
You're listening to The Riot.
It's just sad. They got that fat guy screaming all the time. Come on. Pull the plug on that freaking thing, huh?
It's The Riot on Radio U.
As people, we have really weird ideas about time, right? Because let's face it, we live at the utmost, probably north of 100 years. Not very many of us make it that far. So we have these ideas about time where there's only so much.
Yeah.
Right? And so when we try to put it in like age of the earth time, we start getting like, well, I mean, I think it's this. I don't know. It's hard because, again, we have very small things to compare it to. We only live so long. We can only read so much, et cetera, et cetera. But one thing that we are darn for sure about when it comes to time is that time changes things. Look, I'm telling you, if you want to see us evolve, we need 10 million years. And look, that's totally going to fix it. And so we think time is going to be the thing. We look at, say, our grandparents, and we're like, well, you know what? By the time I get to be their age, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that, I'm going to be the other. But here's what I'm starting to notice. Time doesn't actually seem to do jack squat for anybody. The only thing time does is make us old. But who we are seemingly doesn't change at all. Look at the creepy old guy that's staring at the young lady walking by. That's a guy that's the same guy at 68 that he was at 18. Nothing has changed. He's just gotten 50 years older. We can go on and on. Look at some of our politicians. Look at these guys stealing money, lying, you know, all this kind of stuff that we keep busting people out for. They are the same people in their late 50s, early 60s, whatever, that they were in college when your roommate lied about the pizza and where it went. Like, oh, there's a gang of thieves that came through here. They stole all the pizza from the fridge.
Only your food.
They hit me over the head. It's healed, but it's gone now, so there's nothing we can do. Time is not changing anything at all. Like, things are staying the same. And on the one hand, there's some comfort in that, but on the other, it's a little bit scary to think that in 30 years, you're going to be pretty much the same that you are right now. You'll just be older, and won't that be a bummer? If we don't make change, change doesn't happen. Things just keep going the way they are. And God knows that, and he gives a rip. He knows that the stuff that's working you over when you're 19 is only going to get worse by the time you're 29. God knows that. And you know what? He doesn't want to see 10 years go by without something inside you changing. So the stuff that's working you over right now, by the time you're 22, isn't working you over anymore. By the time you're 25, it's something that's been dealt with so you can move on with your life. You got to make the call, though. You can either say time heals all wounds, which it doesn't. It just makes them fester and you can bury them, or you can deal with them and be on the other side and have something better. It's your call. I want to get things dealt with. I want to change and grow and actually become something better than I am, but I can't do it on my own. Because I know this. I've tried. I've tried to give it time, and then I've tried to give it effort, and the only thing that I found that it really works is throwing God at the problem. If you want something to change in your life, let God take a crack at it. Become his friend. Say, Jesus, I need a friend like you. I want you in my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. I got some things inside. I want to see them change. And God wants that too. You got questions? Talk to a friend. Talk to God. You can talk to him about whatever is going on today, for real.
Since you enjoy listening to Obadiah and Nikki when they aren't even here, maybe you should follow them on Twitter. Find their feeds and more on the Riot page at radiou.com.
We should have a donut shop on every corner.
Yes, I'd like to hear that.
If you elect me president, that's what's going to happen. A donut shop on every corner.
Now, may I ask, I don't know what to call you for a candidate, Obi. Would you want it to be a local donut shop, or are you okay with having some franchises in there as well?
Nikki, the free market's going to take care of that, all right? We're going to zone every street in America to have one donut shop on it. And then after that, what we're really doing is we're saying yes to opportunity. That's exactly what we're doing. And we're going to let the private citizens of the United States
decide,
grab that opportunity, right, and do something amazing with it. And you're thinking, well, this just sounds like a bunch of hogwash, bunch of Huey. Well, let me tell you what. It might sound like that, but there's a reason. As your president, I will care about your well-being, and I want you to live a long and healthy life. And again, I hear you talking, what with the donut? That'll be the happy part. But the saving your life part is where this all comes in. I want to talk about what happened in the great state of Arizona over the weekend, Nikki, where 52-year-old Don Pemberton didn't die.
And what caused him to not die?
I'll tell you what caused him to not happen. The girl working the counter at Dunkin' Donuts caused him to not die.
She saved him?
Yes, she did.
Was he choking or what happened?
Nope. Don was out there riding his bike, getting ready for a triathlon. Or something like that. He had a 90-mile bike ride. He was 30 miles into it. He stopped to take a break and was looking at something in the thing, whatever, when he ended up passing out. And a lot of people just walked by. They thought maybe he was having
resting
a heat exhaustion moment or resting.
Is that when it's okay to walk by?
Yeah, I think so. Let's see. There were whatever. Till finally, the Samaritan working at the coffee shop was like, hey, wait a minute. Someone went in and said, hey, there's a guy passed out there. She ran outside, called 911, gave him CPR.
Wow.
Saved his life.
Congratulations to her.
Exactly. Which brings us back to, as a potential presidential candidate, as you can see, that if we would put a donut shop on every corner and train everyone that works at donut shops in CPR, if there was an emergency, they could run out and help until the paramedics arrived.
Now, just to play the other side, I guess no matter what we have on each shop corner, we could just teach those people to, learn CPR. It doesn't have to be a donut shop.
Well, Nikki, I see what you're saying there, but here's the thing. There were lots of stores in this area.
People were ignoring.
Lots of stores, but there was only one store
that
had an employee that ran out, and that was the donut shop. Now, it could be that there's a connection between donuts and cardiac trouble, but we don't need to have that discussion right now.
That's not this article. That's not this story.
We got a man here. We could say there's a connection between triathlons and cardiac events because this guy was out there biking, and I'll tell you what, it wasn't the donut that caused that heart attack.
I'm glad he is safe then, and...
Oh, he's back, Nikki.
He's back.
He's back. And I think we need more donut shops, thank you very much. And some donuts in here right now.
This is the worst of the riot.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I don't brag about it, but it's time for some truth. I like Domino's pizza. I when I eat it, I feel like I'm one step above Little Caesars, probably.
I don't think it's that bad.
Which is
not saying that Little Caesars is that bad. It's just... You know, the I price like sometimes, Matt, I mean, it, you know what you're getting.
I like Domino's pizza. It's because they put that garlic butter on the bottom of their crust. It fixes everything. And I've discovered that from Domino's pizza, I can get a barbecue chicken pizza, usually a medium for like $6. And I got to tell you.
That works for what you're wanting.
I can't go to McDonald's for $6, but I can have a barbecue chicken pizza for $6. It works. I'm not proud of it, but it works.
The only thing is a lot of times when you bring up Domino's, Papa John's, Pizza Hut.
Papa John's is more expensive.
Well, for some of those.
And Pizza Hut's just not good.
People say, well, can't you find, you know.
A local place.
A local place or just something that's a little less pizza corporate.
I'll tell you right now, there's a local place that makes my favorite barbecue chicken pizza on earth. It's $17. That's an $11 spread. Plus, I have to drive 25 minutes to get it.
I know.
So, like, when you add all of that in, and it's the end of the day, and I'm just like, look, just feed me something cheap.
Just make sure it has chicken and barbecue on it, and I really don't care about the rest.
Domino's often wins that fight. Now, when I'm saying, I want to get something good, then it's true I go somewhere else. But Bryce Petty, he is the quarterback for the New York Jets. I don't know if you know this. But the Jets and New York is really well known for pizza. New York and Chicago, and I'll let you guys find out what's better. But those are places where pizza is a thing, right? Well, Bryce Petty tweeted out over the weekend, the fact that you can order Domino's by texting a pizza emoji is awesome. He's just being honest. He's excited. I can tweet a pizza emoji and have them send me a pizza, and he's pumped about that. Well, the fans are not pumped. They're mad. They are angry that the quarterback of the New York Jets would, first off, give free advertising
to Domino's,
and second, that he's not going to locally sourced New York pizza joints instead of ordering a pizza.
Which I thought was funny. I was like, all right, guys, all right, leave him be. But then he was nice, and he... you know, apologized for the most part and said any suggestions since he thought people were, you know, wanting him to try some other places.
I mean, I get it. He should go to Original Ray's, obviously. But I don't know. Like, what? Is it so bad that he's impressed that with the Twitter integration, is Original Ray's going to let me tweet a pizza emoji and then send me a pizza? No, they're not.
Probably not.
Do they have an app? They don't. Is their pizza better? Undoubtedly.
It's just we're going to get to the point where you can't tweet anything.
One day.
If you have enough followers. If you don't have as many, then people aren't going to bother you. But the more famous you get and the more followers you have, the less you'll be able to say anything.
I do think it's funny that here in the United States, where we're always afraid that people are going to take away our freedom of speech, we take it away. Like, it's not the government, it's not some agency, it's not the black helicopter conspiracy people. We, the people of the United States, take away freedom of speech from people because we're all so offended. He wanted a Domino's pizza with the emoji. He didn't even say he ordered it. He just said he thought it was cool that you could. And that was just I mean, heaven forbid he actually do it.
That was too much.
The riot's not really here, but it was still kind of funny, wasn't it? Keep listening for more Worst of the Riot or get the full experience right now at riot.radiou.com.
So the only review I really need to hear about Fear the Walking Dead came from Eric this morning when he said to me that Fear the Walking Dead is like watching a network broadcast zombie show from 15 years ago.
Yeah, that's probably how you can best describe it.
Honestly, I don't know how you could insult it any more than that.
Was last night's the second week?
It was the second one,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, second week. I'm curious to see its numbers. I mean, the first week, so many people were just saying how they were bored by it. And that will usually then affect, obviously, the second week to see if people stick around with it.
Well, here's the deal on Fear the Walking Dead. We don't know, as Nikki is saying, like, hey, how many people watched it? But we do know that Fear the Walking Dead is only step one in a multifaceted plan to wring as much money and watch time out of you as possible.
Out of the dead, yes. Yeah.
So how much... The real question is how much money can the dead make? And we're not talking about Elvis and Michael Jackson.
And before this version came out, I would have said a lot more. And that was something that probably wouldn't end. But just because it's done so bad, just review-wise, I'm not sure.
I hear what you're saying, mm-hmm. but I want you to hear what I'm saying. The zombies on a plane.
On a plane?
On a plane.
What would you do then?
Wouldn't you like to find out? That's what AMC thinks.
Entertainment, sci-fi?
Entertainment Weekly actually announced that there is going to be a two-hour movie that, of course, will be on AMC. And it's going to be the side story, backstory of a character that's been introduced on The Walking Dead. But it's basically going to be what happens when you get zombies on the plane.
I feel like we need one of those diagrams showing you how everybody's connected. And just in case, you remember that one character, that one time he saw in that one episode? Mm-hmm. Well, here's his random story.
Well, that's what this is. Let's see. A half-hour special? Boy, I read that way wrong. I thought it was a two-hour movie. Like, I really got that wrong. No, it's going to be a 30-minute standalone story. A group of passengers facing a walker attack on an airline while in flight. You know, actually, that's great because if you were listening a few minutes ago, I was talking about my attention problems. 30 minutes is going to be a way more watchable movie for me than a two-hour one.
You can handle that with commercials.
That'll be with commercials. It's like 18 minutes.
I was going to say 10 minutes, but
yeah. It's practically a web series.
It is, so that you can actually watch.
So, you know what? There has been a Walking Dead web series, but this is going to be about a zombie on a plane. Then, what you gonna do?
Then I'm sure comes the boat one, or there'll be other variations.
Should definitely do a boat one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? If you really care about zombie stuff, Max Brooks' World War Z. That'll give you all the nightmares you can handle.
The book.
Yeah.
Forget
about the movie.
No, but the book.
Read the book, and you find out about how people were trying to escape in boats, but the zombies can be under the water because they don't need to breathe, and they start pulling people out of the boats. Yeah, that's fine.
That's all you need to say.
I sleep great at night.
Well, in case you liked The Walking Dead, but now Fear the Walking Dead, you're bored by, and you want to be scared again. Then here's a reminder that book still exists.
You're listening to The Riot with Obadiah.
Never make fun of a person's name. Your mama gave you that name, or you made it up for business purposes. Either way, it's personal.
Yeah, he's a little sensitive. The Riot, Radio U.
Okay, Nikki, what I'm going to say to you is something that you're probably going to take personally.
Sure.
You're probably going to feel insulted by it. But I want you to know that it's coming from a heart that has no desire to insult you.
No, that's fine.
Or make you feel bad.
Thanks for making me worry into it.
Yeah, well, here's the thing is I want you to know my true intentions before we start.
Yeah.
And just whatever. Your food smells weird.
My food?
Your food smells weird.
I heated up before we started the heated up a veggie burger.
Yes. We were standing in the break room.
While you made oatmeal.
And we're standing there before the show starts and you walk out and I'm just like, what is that?
Oh, whatever. Your stuff stinks too.
See, I told you.
Look at that.
Okay.
I'm already offended away.
What did I tell
you?
You're
right.
I told you.
I lash back out at you. I do. I apologize.
I told you that you were going to get offended, but I didn't want to offend you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel, look at you. I see it in the face.
You, sir, offend me.
I see it in your face. I was just standing there just like, it smells weird. And then it occurs to me, probably because your food is real and mine comes out of a box.
Well, I don't eat
maybe
meat.
Maybe that's the difference.
I don't eat meat, and it was a veggie burger with ketchup. That was it. I just felt like it. I didn't feel like having breakfast.
Yeah. No, that is breakfast.
Yeah.
Remember, internationally, breakfast foods are just foods. It's only here in the United States that
we
feel
an emphasis on it.
Oh, that can't be a breakfast food. Hamburgers are anytime foods.
So I had that. Yeah, I won't say any more because then it's going to come off like I'm more offended.
No, go ahead. Tell me what you're going
to
say.
No, there's nothing else to say.
I didn't filter what I had to say.
Sure.
You go ahead and tell us what you have to say.
There's nothing left to say.
There is. You're just holding back.
No.
She's holding back. I can tell because your face is getting red, which tells you you're holding it in.
Stuffy.
You think that's what
it is? Stuffy in here.
Okay. No, she's mad, but the reality of it is that she's
not
used
mad,
to how
just
it
disappointed.
Smells.
Disappointed. Disappointed.
Just like
that's
my mom.
It. Just
like my mom. She's just disappointed in me.
That's
but
it.
She's not mad at me.
Nope. There's a difference.
I thought you could make better choices. All I'm saying is it's different than what my burger smells like.
Now I just don't feel like I can have those here anymore.
No, go ahead.
No, I don't want to cause a problem.
Okay, just to be abundantly clear, it's been a well-known fact around here that when Nikki's been in the break room, there's a weird smell.
Well, now I'm never eating here. Just eat outside. Thank you, kind sir.
You can store your kimchi out there.
Don't bring in kimchi.
Anymore.
No. All right, fine. Let's just have a good riot today. I just did so much so quickly.
In fairness, after Eric's been in there, it smells like a gas station marketplace.
It's true.
So, I mean, like, it's not so bad. When I've been in there, you know what it smells like? Nothing, because I just eat out all the time. That's the amount of foresight I have. It smells like peanut butter in here. Oh, and other processed products.
You thought that was good. Seriously, what is wrong with you? You can find some decent Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
Mrs. Lawson, I can't find my iPad. Oh, that's okay. We'll find it for you. Don't worry about it. Just sit back down. You see, in Birmingham, Alabama, they had classroom iPads.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Lawson was a teacher in Birmingham, Alabama, and her students began to notice, hey, where are the iPads?
The iPads were missing.
Uh-huh. So Mrs. Tabitha Lawson did what anyone would do in this case. She called the police and she made a theft report. Oh my gosh, the iPads are gone. Where are the iPads? We got to call the police. So the police came out to get a look at where they were, and oh my gosh, the large screen TV from Jones Valley Middle School, Mrs. Tabitha Lawson's classroom, is gone. Where, oh, where did it go?
Where are all these items?
Well, I'll tell you where they went. Local pawn shops.
Oh, she was stealing them?
She stole them.
Yeah.
And she made the burglary report to cover up the fact that she's the one that stole them and were selling them at pawn shops.
Well, I guess it was good she wasn't trying to play it off like some of the students were taking them.
Well,
maybe she wasn't. But
dude, this is why we can't have nice things.
I know. And you're like, well, it's because, again, of the students. No, it could be because of the teachers.
No, it was her. She stole it. And that is, dude, really, like, you know, that thing like, well, you know what? I've got a couple of troubled children in my class.
Yeah, and you are?
It's entirely possible that one of them had taken it. So why don't we just go ahead and just pull them aside. We'll talk to them.
Let's just be quiet since we probably can't find out who really did it.
Yeah.
I bet she just hoped it would all go away.
Yeah. So she ended up, you know, when you pawn something, you have to show them your ID and like all that kind of stuff. And so she pawned that stuff and it didn't take a lot of work to canvass the local area pawn shops and find that she had been the one to turn in these iPads with all these serial numbers on them. Just scrape that off there. That's no big deal there.
So she wouldn't have tried to pawn them. Maybe she would have gotten away with it.
Yeah, I mean, eBay them or something. Nikki and I are always trying to build a better criminal, I'm telling you right now. Yeah. So
sometimes we should not point out these problems with the stories that caused her to be able to be found out.
Maybe. But I just look at this and I'm like, dude, seriously, you would go into that room and the teacher would be the last person you would suspect. Maybe the police are like, I walked in, I knew it was the teacher
right
away.
Yeah.
I can tell this happens more than you think. It doesn't show up in the news, but these teachers sometimes, they're getting tired of pouring their own money into the classroom. They thought they'd take a little out. And so Miss Lawson here. She's done. Now,
I had a few teachers in my school career where it's like, yeah, I could have seen them doing that.
I'm not naming any names.
No problem with it whatsoever.
I'm not naming any names. Back in 1997, Miss Lawson was convicted on 10 charges of writing bad checks. But there have not been any
further problems.
Anything since then. Right. Yeah. But let's just say, and again, perhaps this is me speaking out of turn, but it could be a matter of she just hasn't been caught in the last 20 years. But we don't know that. Everybody makes mistakes and then makes mistakes again later, apparently.
Well, you got to move with the times, though, like for her, because, like, who's writing checks?
Yeah, bad checks,
bad
no
checks
way.
Bad checks are good checks. Who's writing checks? So even you have to have something else to bring in money.
Stealing iPads feels a little blue-collar. Let's get into a software theft where, you know, you program the thing to only steal a little bit of money from a lot of people.
You're siphoning.
How about a card skimmer? You know, something like that. You just go down to the gas station, you install it, you show up later, you get the data. I don't know.
I'm
just spitballing here, all right?
There's
a lot of ways that we could commit crimes here.
Well, we made it.
You have no idea what I've just been through.
If you want to subject yourself to more torture, you can find even more Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
Eric has done it again.
Why?
He's found something we should all buy.
Why must he send links to everything?
I love this so much. Eric just found some red pepper spray.
Pepper
and
spray?
And you're like, well, what's that? No. It's from a company called Saber. First off, that's awesome.
Now, the Riot history is that we thought it would be good eventually for us to learn how to shoot a gun.
Yeah, well, we know how to shoot one, but we mean the class where we're allowed to conceal and carry.
And you're probably like, I can't believe you guys would want guns. Well, here's the thing. We're in this room. And
we want to exercise all our rights.
This room could make us a target potentially one day if someone does not like Obi.
Nikki's mouth. She starts running her mouth. And one of these beef advocates hears that she's a vegan. And they come in here and they're like, let me tell you something.
And you're like, oh, you guys are kidding. No, it'd just be nice to make sure that at least we could defend ourselves as, you know.
Have you been watching the news? Okay, good enough.
Yeah, that's all you need to say. It doesn't hurt to know how to defend yourself in various ways. Guns make me nervous.
Well, yeah.
So pepper spray is another option as well.
Dude, this pepper spray is
so hardcore.
Okay, first off, it's got a wall mount bracket. And the photo they show is it mounted next to your bed.
Like
it's
the old school bed, like your grandmother's
like
type
you just
of bed.
You get up at night, boom, got
there
the pen. I'm going to the bathroom. We'll take the pepper spray. You never know. So you got that. The best part about it, though, is did you watch the video?
No, I didn't.
25-foot range. It looks like a fire hose when you squeeze that trigger. It is just like, whoosh!
Pepper spray.
It's crazy. What are you saying, Erica?
The price?
It's only $35.
Yeah, but okay.
Hundreds of dollars.
I don't mind having pepper spray in the studio.
Okay.
Don't ever get it out, though, accidentally, because we can't just be pretending to play with it because I'm going to get hit.
See, it's not Febreze.
It's not Febreze.
Hey, Hudson's in the bathroom right now. And we're just, what he doesn't know is that
we've
just
secretly
swapped.
It's Febreze.
We swapped that can of Febreze for pepper spray.
And funny, that would be the first time, okay? But and third time where it becomes a game, we can't do that.
Well, see, that's the thing. With a gun, I think it would be about the only thing that would make us be like, okay.
Don't go over there.
Don't do anything ridiculous. But with pepper spray, it would just be like, hey, Nikki, look over here.
And I'd have to get 25 feet away from you for you to not hit me. There's not enough space in this room for me to get out of here without getting hit with pepper spray.
You come in wearing like a smock and goggles every day, and you're just like, what? It's my new. I have to wear this now.
This is my new outfit.
Odai's got pepper spray, so we got to have a thing.
So maybe we could get a smaller one.
No. Now that I know there's this, I don't want nothing.
But
this
mount is the only thing that's gonna do. The table desk here, so you can grab it in case anybody comes in.
So like or one of those things like where it's like a detective movie and somebody walks in, we put it at the front desk, so their hand reaches down under the desk and can hit pepper spray on them at any moment.
Probably.
We should totally do that. You guys come and pick up your prizes.
Come and get us.
I gotta test this on somebody.
Come and get us. Yeah, I still feel, though, that I would be more worried about not than a threatening person coming after me, but one of you guys.
I know. That's what I'm saying is this thing right here, this is just non-lethal enough where it's like, now, okay, she had to go to the hospital and she's going to get her eyes open in 3 days. But okay, get a
who
mic.
Has a great story.
Get a microphone in there. She can still do the show. She doesn't have to open her eyes to do the show.
Yeah, we have to then get one of those eye flushing kits sit next to the pepper spray kit.
All right. It's a 4-year shelf life. Oh, it's not for sale in certain states. All right, so we're going to have to smuggle this in across the border, probably.
Maybe we just also get a bottle of Sriracha and just...
You could do that. You
it's
could.
Got 25 feet range.
This is pressurized, 25 feet. Oh, my gosh.
We should get that.
All right, well, it's just something to think about.
Maybe.
Only $35, Nikki.
Uh-huh.
I see you in pepper spray. I do.
And
really,
you're going to see
really
me
do.
With my eyes closed and glasses.
I eat because I'm unhappy. I'm unhappy because I eat.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up.
It's a vicious cycle.
The Riot on Radio U.
Nikki, when was the last time you went to Target?
Target. I actually don't go as often.
As you used to?
No.
As you'd like?
Actually, I probably should say I never really gone as often. There's just other stores that are closer to where I'd go there. So, I don't know, maybe a couple of months ago. And then I couldn't tell you the time before that.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I know I went
normally
to Target.
Normally, if you look for Riot stuff.
That's actually true.
When you stop by.
Target seems to be the one that gets the goodies, like the special Oreo this or whatever. So I have a tendency to go to Target for those things. But other than that, no. I will say when I go to Target, though, it is established that there are two things that have to happen. One is I have to get a soda, and two is I have to get some of their popcorn.
Popcorn?
They have popcorn at Target, and I love it. And so I have to have some. It's too salty, and it's too whatever, so you don't eat all of
it. It's not the box one. It's at their little
area. You go to their little food court thing, and like they've got microwaved Pizza Hut pan pizzas, and then they also have, they got cookies and all that stuff, but the important thing is they have popcorn.
The bad popcorn.
So I walk around the store eating the popcorn and drinking the soda, and then you get a refill on the soda on your way out, and you eat more of the popcorn in the
car.
He's
got it planned.
If you remove that from Target, I don't even know why they exist. Like, to me, they're a place where I go get popcorn and maybe something else. But I digress. The real reason we're talking about Target is they don't want me to buy soda and popcorn anymore. What they'd really like is for me to get myself a glass of wine.
Oh, okay.
And then maybe peruse the store as I've had just a little bit of the fruit of the vine, as it were. So nice to be here. I like a good Chablis Saint Amand while I shop the Target store. That's what Target has in mind.
Oh, I love when you speak French.
That's what they have in mind because Chicago is a messed up city, all right? They got crazy stuff going on there. People are just getting shot all the time. They got the pizza wars, and now they've got cloud tax.
First off, your description of Chicago might not be 100%.
What? Whatever.
Not exactly that
Chicago
bad.
Has presented to me in the mass media is as follows.
It is having a rougher time, view-wise on it. Yes,
well,
I'll give you that.
There are two Targets in Chicago that just got liquor licenses. So they can sell, like, you would go into the bar, get yourself a little something, and then do some shopping.
So wait, liquor license to sell it, like, or just to sell liquor?
I mean...
Or to have a bar?
I mean, like, stop.
Who has a bar at Target?
Target in Chicago does.
No way. No way.
What are you? Okay, I'm making it up now.
Who would go to the bar?
Last night I was at home. I was like, I'll show Nikki. I'll tell her about a bar at Target. And then I'll be like, nuh-uh.
I still don't believe you. You lie. Is it the Onion?
No, the LA Times? Are they?
They are not known for the truth.
They're not?
No, they're not. I don't know why, but they're not. Who would go to Target? Now, I could say, okay, fine, you understand if someone goes to Target and buys liquor, but to have it licensed, to have a bar. So instead of the food court where you get the bad popcorn, you're saying they go to the bar there?
All right, look, here's the deal. This Target just applied for two liquor licenses.
And the two types,
okay?
Yeah.
Two. The kind where you can sell packaged stuff, which means we're not talking about beer. I'm talking about the stuff you could clean stuff with, the hard stuff.
The box wine.
You got to go in that little section and show them your eye, like that stuff, all right? Then they also got one to serve alcohol. So they could serve beer, wine, and spirits.
Whoa.
It's getting scary in the Target. That kind.
All right, whatever.
But, okay, again.
I just have a hard time with it.
I don't see why you're directing your skepticism at me. I'm not the one that's like,
this
Target really needs is a bar. I'll tell you what, I get a little tired wandering around. I want to put my feet up, you know, throw back a cold brew, and then I'm going to be ready for housewares.
The biggest problem is the fact that people cannot handle
anything ever
and liquor at the same time.
No, they can't.
When you have to go to the store, you're tired, you're mad, you're agitated. You need to be calming down,
that's what they think.
Wine.
They're like, you know what? Part of the problem is people are leaving Target too early. If we kept them here, got them a little drunk, and then put them back in the store, there's like, let's take 5 bags of the Oreos. I have a little more. I love it in here.
I have a problem with that.
I just need to sit down here for just a minute.
And then you can go to the bedding department.
Yep. You're going to find a bunch of people drunk sleeping on the bed. I get it. I'll give you just a minute. Just call an Uber.
Give me popcorn.
You got any popcorn? Now they can start selling. They sell alcohol, and then by the time you leave the store, they have like a hangover remedy, like waiting for you at the thing. Yep. That's Target in Chicago, maybe.
Two of them there.
They just applied for the license.
All of what we did is speculation.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Informed speculation, I'm sure.
You just listened to some of the worst of the Riot. But there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com.
I'm not happy. In fact, I'm going to go the other direction and say I'm mad. You're like, well,
what do you have to be so mad about?
I'm mad at this cold. Because here's the thing. Monday I came in, and if you had said, are you feeling better? I would have said, yeah.
You actually seemed just fine then on Monday.
I'm feeling better. Then, like Monday afternoon-ish, evening, I don't know. Then even yesterday, and then last night for sure, this is cold regression. It was almost like there was a battle, and I had almost defeated it, but it rallied its forces.
It had gone around the other way.
Yeah, exactly. And then it made for that hill, and it's now got the hill, and it's got its stupid little thing planted on it. This is not acceptable. It is not, because now I'm waking up with my throat is just raw. Okay, and there's like nose stuff and whatever, and I've had it.
Very unhappy.
I've had it.
Well, then obviously it'll go away.
Well, that's the problem, right? All of this anger and frustration, and I have to take it out on Nikki.
Yeah, well, we assume I was the one who passed it along, though our boss had been sick for quite some time. And he had told me, he said, well, just to be aware, you know, for him, it lasted over 3 weeks. But that was the first one. So, sure that each of us got a little bit less of it and less. And we should be feeling good. I mean, we're feeling better. It's just not gone.
Man.
I know.
Do you know what I'm doing? I'm hitting the neti pot nasal rinse thing like 3 times a day.
Oh, really? Is it too much or...
Too much.
I'll
tell you what, if I could, I would just lay sideways and have a constant stream of water just going through my nose. Is that too much?
Probably.
I'm not sure that it is. Well, because I'll tell you what, this sucks.
I'm sorry.
It sucks. I'm tired of it. And that's the thing is, like, it makes me tired. So, like, yesterday, it's the middle. I know we all whine about being tired, whatever, but this is different.
This was a legitimate tired.
I'm just like, bro, I can't. Like,
I caught
just
my head dipping at my desk. Like, you know, you're going to fall asleep. It's like, whoa.
That's the other thing.
And there's
thing.
No reason.
Walk across the floor and I'm like, I'm dizzy. It's like, why am I dizzy? I don't know.
I just want to lay down on the floor, though.
I just am.
So, you know what? Let's just rally through. I bet you by the end of this week, we'll be good to go.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure of it.
Wonderful.
You know, at the end of last week, I was thinking if I could just get to the weekend, I'm sure I'll feel better.
I know. It'll be gone. And since this is the holiday weekend, oh, I bet it'll just go away. And we'll have a wonderful weekend.
Hate it, Nikki. Hate it.
I know. I hate it, too. I still have it.
I'm mad. cold. Are you listening in there? I know you are, because all the talking parts is where you live.
We've tried flushing you out, but you're not leaving.
My gosh, I need a bouncer for my body. It's just like, that's enough, you're out.
Instead of the next Worst of the Riot clip, Obadiah has a special presentation for you.
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script? The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12.
On second thought, here's that Worst of the Riot clip after all.
Still have a cold, but whatever.
It's still a bit aggressive.
Yeah, it's fine.
But that's all right.
Let's talk about Mrs. Zhao. Mrs. Zhao? Zhang? Zhao? All right, here's the deal. She's in China. She's taking a train ride with her husband, who's probably mad at her because they're playing cards and she keeps winning. She keeps winning. So then, as they're on the train, she gets her next hand and she gets so excited when she sees it. She's like, ah! She starts yelling. She's so excited. And then,
which you're not really supposed to do if you get a good hand.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it's not poker because...
you lost.
That's not helping.
You know, they know.
Right. So she starts screaming, and then something magical happens. All of a sudden, she goes from screaming with delight to screaming in pain. She was screaming and whatevering so loudly that she dislocated her jaw.
Oh, really? That must have been painful.
I just want you to know that this is the kind of stuff that keeps me up at night.
You think that's going to happen?
Well, what? Because I'm happy? No. I'm never like, oh, I'm so happy. I just dislocated my jaw from smiling.
I can't. I just have to bring it back down. I just can't handle it.
That's not going to be a problem on this side of the desk. However, the internet makes me... You're just going through life and you think everything's fine. And it's like, bro, did you know that you could dislocate your jaw just by smiling? Like you're, and then.
She might have. I know there's a few conditions where you're more susceptible to things being dislocated. Sure. So if I had to guess, I bet she probably has something along those lines.
Okay, but here's the thing. Like, she didn't know.
You just pop it back in.
They were on the train. I don't know where they're going, somewhere in China. And let's be honest, do you know anything about China? No. I could be like,
probably not.
It was in the Shaoxing province. And you'd be like, oh, okay.
Yes, of course.
Sure. So I don't know where they were headed, but they ended up stopping the train early to allow her to go to a hospital where they relocated her jaw. And again, you know that hurt a lot. Like right now, your jaw doesn't hurt. You don't even know it's there.
Well, that's where you just go back to your knowledge of it, like in a movie where they're like, okay, it's going to hurt for a second. Like if you dislocate your shoulder or something and then they pop it back in.
Yeah. And just to be clear, it hurts for more than a second. There's intense pain for a second.
Yeah,
and
then
there's a dull ache that goes on for weeks. But it's fine.
Now, let's just focus on the positive.
Now
they got it back in.
And she's like, okay, guys, I'm no longer allowed to experience anything that makes me happy because I don't want to dislocate my jaw from excitement again.
Well, you'd be nervous.
Oh, my gosh.
Very nervous.
Yeah, that sounds horrifying. Again, this is why I need to sit in a basement quietly with my hands folded across my lap because there's weird crap that can happen to you. I don't want this to happen to me.
I also get nervous when I read about these stories too because, you know, you wouldn't expect it to happen and, you know, you're like, all right, home base is like maybe 2 minutes from pick a hospital. We've several around us. So if you're ever in that immense, terrible pain, go to the hospital really quick. That's why I won't go to space. You know, it's like if something happens, all right, well, you'll feel better in like 3-4 weeks when we can get you down or a couple of hours when we can get you off the train.
The nice thing about space, though, is like aside from explosive decompression or some sort of death by asteroid, you're not going to get sick up there because you get sick by bacteria that your boss comes into your office and coughs all over you and then you get a cold that lasts for weeks. That's how you get sick. In space, it's like a clean room. There's no bacteria there.
That's true, unless you brought something up there.
So, yeah, unless your boss flew up to the space station to cough all over you and then, oh, I'm sorry, Nick, are you okay?
I was just coughing, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
No need to draw attention to it.
Oh, my God.
Let it go.
You know what? Nikki and I are both smiling so hard, I'm pretty sure I'm about to dislocate my jaw.
Mine's still more like a smirk smile, so not quite a full smile.
It's not all the way across.
Not totally happy, let's just say that.
This is The Riot.
You might be the worst person I've ever met.
On Radio U.
You know, considering what Airbnb is, I'm surprised there aren't more crazy stories about Airbnb.
And if I mean, not, maybe they just keep them buried enough.
Maybe they do. The latest one I'm loving, a dude in Chicago owns a condo. He rents, this is so great, he rents the bedroom out to somebody. Well, he doesn't live, I mean, like, he kind of lives there. I guess he has a couple of properties and he travels a lot, so he typically stays somewhere else. So he comes back to his condo the other night to find out his roommate, who he rents the room to, has been renting his room out on Airbnb.
I love that so much.
So,
I love that. It's like, well, why not?
He said he came home and he found some sort of, in his words, not mine, weird hookah pipe on the coffee table. And he found a bunch of liquor stuff laying around. And then,
so let me figure this out first, though. But so the two guys, the guy who traveled a lot but who owned the apartment, and the other guy was his just straight out roommate.
Well, he rented him a room. Okay. I don't know. I don't think it was one of those like, hey, we're buddies, roomies.
Sure, just can have this room, but it wasn't like that was through Airbnb. That was just a normal room renting sort of situation. Then the guy
roomie
who was doing the room, he's the one who used Airbnb to rent out then like a
this
hotel sort
room
of night thing, the owner's room.
So he got home, walks in, he's like, whose hookah is that? Then he starts finding some liquor bottles. Then he ends up going to his room and he found a couple in bed in his room. And he's like, what are you doing? And they're like, hey, whoa, wait, we rented this place.
Yeah.
Like Airbnb. He was like, how about Airbnb get the heck out of here?
Sure.
So he's very upset.
As he should be.
And he wants to use, he's mad. He says that he's like, they even used my photos. Apparently he had pictures online of his place. They just used those pictures. Now he's blaming Airbnb, and Airbnb is like, whoa, 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 whoa. It was the other guy.
Yeah, your roommate.
So you should blame him. He doesn't have another guy anymore. He has kicked his roommate out. Seems legit, but I mean, come on, the roommate, that was pretty smart. You rent to me, I rent to them.
I'm going back out then.
So that's how he was obviously making rent.
Yeah, making extra money with it.
It was working out for him until, you know,
I guess that's what
home.
I'm always afraid of. There's for every 10 nice people, wonderful people, where Airbnb or even like an Uber driver and stuff, just things where you're relying on it being just the good people, no problems whatsoever, they're all fine. But for all the good ones, every so often, you will get someone who is abusing the system or should not be in that position to rent out or whatever.
My friend Daniel had a similar situation. He did an Airbnb somewhere in New York State, and he got there, and the lady had rented out, like, she was renting out her room to him, but she had a roommate that did not know that they were renting things out, and the roommate was furious that she had rented out her room to a
strangers,
guy,
a yeah,
guy
to guys
that she didn't know and all this kind of stuff. And so he said, like, there were just constantly arguments taking place until finally he was like, hey, I'm just going to leave.
Is that all right, everybody?
yeah. And of course you can file a report and all that stuff.
And then usually Airbnb will be fine, but still weird. Hey,
when the last time I was in Nashville, I looked at Airbnb and it was stories like this, honestly, that kept me from snagging a room.
With hotels, you know, you at least just don't hear about them.
Right.
You don't know what happened.
Lots of people are noticing Obadiah's yoga pants.
Are those as comfortable as they look?
They're like wearing a pair of dreams.
This is The Riot on Radio U.
Speaking of breakfast, and I'm always up for second breakfast. I mean, I had some today. You know what? I couldn't face food this morning. I don't know. Does anybody else have that where you wake up and you're like, oh, I'm not eating right now?
You didn't want to eat breakfast or you just didn't want to make something?
Both. It was like, hey, you could go get something. No.
That means the cold is really bad.
It's like, do you need? No. And I thought, well, I have to eat something. So I choked down some toast.
Yeah.
And it was just like, no, you have to eat it. I don't want to eat it.
I don't feel good.
I don't want to eat it. You will eat the toast.
That's his mental dialogue between himself so yeah. early in the morning.
So I sat there eating toast. It was delicious. Can't get over it. This, on the other hand, may take me from I don't want to eat it to could you pass me another, please? I have here a recipe for the peanut butter banana barbecue bacon. I can't even find the name, but here's what it is. It is a banana.
Yeah.
You peel it. Obviously. Then you coat it in crunchy peanut butter, and then you wrap it in bacon, and then you put it on the grill.
Oh, you grill it.
And it's crunchy. It's crunchy peanut butter. Yeah. I see. My thought is like, isn't that peanut butter going to go everywhere as soon as it heats up?
I guess you must really have to wrap it up good.
Let me give
you. And maybe the banana's frozen or something ahead of time.
It doesn't say. Here's what I got. All right. Here's the steps. Smother banana with peanut butter. Overlap the bacon rashers.
Is What's that a rasher?
Piece? This is from the UK. Is that a piece of bacon? Right?
I think so.
What is a bacon rasher? Thank you, Google. Oh, I love your new logo. It's so nice. A full rack of British bacon is the pork loin. The loin section is the rasher, calls a thin, floppy slice of bacon. So, okay, like a little piece, just a piece of bacon. Boy, I really feel a lot smarter now.
That really cleared it up, right?
Right. Okay, so you take that carefully and this must be the important part, carefully and tightly roll the banana in the bacon.
So maybe don't glop the peanut butter on it, but just like really a thin layer of it.
It says tightly roll the banana in the bacon in a similar way to making sushi. Oh,
okay.
So just to give you an idea, secure with bamboo skewers. And then cook over white hot barbecue coals, carefully turning every now and then until the bacon is crisped on all sides. Which, I mean, I got a propane grill, so
that'll take care of it.
Don't worry about that there. But, you know, gosh, but bacon on the grill, like I imagine there'd be so much grease coming off of that. It would just be a constant flame.
Probably. You're going to want to stay slightly away while you're cooking your banana thing.
You'll be standing there with a spray bottle of water trying to keep the flames down.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a problem.
So this one, if you want to try this recipe, it's going to be a little bit of hands-on when it comes to making this. You can't just throw it in there and leave it.
It looks pretty good, though, I think. Like,
I guess
bacon and bananas.
You probably could just take a banana, peanut butter, but then cook bacon separately and then
just do the wrap
and then wrap it afterwards or something. Maybe it was slightly cooked or almost done and then wrapped it and then finished it up.
That's true. But the thing that you've got to consider, Nikki, is that as you're cooking the bacon, some of the bacon fat is going to make its way into the peanut butter in a way that you're not going to get if it's a post cooking wrap. Ooh. Good Lord have mercy. You start thinking about the banana soaking up the bacon.
And the peanut butter. It says him all over it.
Maybe it's just because I don't feel that great, but doesn't that make your stomach hurt just a little bit thinking about it?
A little roll.
Like when I really think about it, part of me is just like, oh gosh.
Well, if anybody tries it, let us know if you like it.
Maybe I should make one at home. I mean, I did the s'mores cones.
Yeah, s'mores cones.
Oh, that was good. I'll have that for breakfast now.
Well, you're doing actually a really great streak when it comes to creating recipes off the internet, some unique ones.
Nikki's right. A month ago, I made hamburgers, and 6 weeks ago, I made the s'mores cones, and I'm due.
Yeah, you're due for something else.
For another piece of, I mean, they call this food. We know it's not.
You thought that was good. Seriously, what is wrong with you? You can find some decent Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
Nikki, what's the first rule of Fight Club?
What is it? No one's supposed to talk about Fight Club?
I guess that's one way to say it, all right?
I don't exactly remember the...
What's the second rule of Fight Club?
Was it there is no Fight Club? Or I don't remember.
It's the same as the first.
It's the same as the first.
You don't
okay.
talk about Fight
that's
Club,
what I thought.
All right? Now, let's adjust it a little bit, Nikki. What?
Is this the toddler one?
What's the first rule of daycare Fight Club?
This is so mean. What are people's problems?
That you don't have daycare fight club.
You don't have toddler, like little daycare fight club.
This is so freaking messed up. There is a daycare in New Jersey where two of the workers have been arrested for instigating what they called fight club between, they say, a dozen different children between the ages of 4 and 6.
That is horrible.
It gets better.
So they would get them to fight? Would they film it? Or?
Yes.
Aww.
They would.
That's abusing the position they were in.
They would institute fight club and then get the kids to fight each other. They say the fights were staged on at least one day that they know of in mid-August.
Fight club Friday. Hashtag.
It's like the kid comes home and is like, Mommy, I'm really going to need my mouth guard for Friday.
It's like, what's Friday?
What's it for? We're playing fight club? I wasn't supposed to talk about fight club. So they had a dozen boys and girls at the daycare center in which you can see them shoving each other, trying to punch each other. Several of them suffered injuries. They said none of them were serious.
Did they know what they were? Like, did the kids know it was fight club thing, or did they just get them to kind of get rowdy, or?
I don't know.
You get what I'm asking, though.
Yeah, like, no, like, were they aware? Like, did they all sit down and watch that movie, and he began to explain to them how the system is trying to soften them up and turn them into different things, and, you know, what does a real man look like, Bobby? Does he look like that? I don't know. I have no idea.
So now the workers have been arrested.
Right. So these kids now have got to, I think, go into sensitivity training, all right, where they're taught that what they've been encouraged to do is something they shouldn't be doing.
I know. Yeah, I'm not surprised they're arrested because that's messed up.
The part of your grand plan that's not working, it has a couple of problems. One is that kids can't keep secrets. So it's like, don't go home and tell your mom, hey, Mom, we had this thing.
Well, and also if you have a group of like 20 and they're all showing signs of fighting,
well,
after a while, I think the daycare workers, the other ones will catch on.
Now, part of your genius plan might have been to post some of these videos on YouTube and get 1 million views and then make all this money. Here's the problem. You're posting all these videos on YouTube. In order to get the money, you've got to register. In order to register, you've got to get them...
Provide your information.
Some kind of information somewhere. I mean, it leads back to you there at the Lightbridge Academy.
Not too hard.
Yeah, so the first rule of Toddler Fight Club is you do not instigate Toddler Fight Club, apparently. But you know what? Again, that's just society trying to force you into their mold.
Getting out of your bed is a huge mistake.
You know what? Just stay in there. It's not that great out here. Stay in there as long as you can.
This is The Riot on Radio U.
The Apple Watch. Ghetto! I'll take the Android Wear, please.
Man, you're mean today.
Did you see the story, though?
No, I did not.
Okay, check this. The new Android Wear line of watches.
Yeah.
They'll be compatible with the iPhone.
Okay.
So here's what's going to happen is there will be a Google app that will live on your iPhone, that will kind of interface with your iPhone, that will enable you to wear an Android Wear watch so that now you have some alternatives if you are interested in, say, getting, like, carrying an iPhone but having an Android watch. I give them credit for trying, because let's be fair, like, any competition in the marketplace is typically good for us as the consumer. The problem is, right now, the only one of these watches that is compatible is the LG Watch Urbane. That watch is $350.
That's the same price for the most part. I mean, yes, it's a little bit more money, depending on which model that you want. But you're basically in the ballpark of the Apple Watch price at that point. Which is why usually an iPhone user would just stick with an Apple product and get the Apple Watch. So I guess I would assume that I would have thought these Android ones would have been a lot cheaper.
Yes.
To try to then get you to get that one.
Everything you just said.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. You tell me, hey, we've got an alternative. I'm going, good. I want $150.
Because something like that.
There actually are, like, there are a lot of very inexpensive Android watches that will work. Now, some of them, like Samsung's watches, are only compatible with Samsung phones. But, like, Motorola watches will work with other Android phones, et cetera, et cetera.
But normally just not Apple phones.
But man, if I'm going to get a watch to go with my Apple phone and it's going to save me $50, I don't think so. I'm chucking down the other money. I'm getting the real deal, the legit watch. This, you're going to get secondary functionality. If you're lucky, it will do some of the things you want it to do, whereas at least the Apple Watch is going to do all of the stuff. But of course, we don't know exactly how it works.
And I guess we'll just have to wait to find out. But people tend to be a little bit more brand loyal when it comes to your whatever electronics of choice that you have.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think this is a hard sell. But Asus, Motorola, and Huawei, I think it's called.
Sounds good.
Yeah, they are all going to be releasing watches that in the future will be compatible with
various parts of an Apple phone.
Right. So, you know what? This is not bad. Like, again, competition like that is good. But if in competing, it doesn't bring the price down, just give me the Apple one, bro.
That's missing the point
of
competition.
Well, I mean, not for them, it's not.
Sure.
Their point in competition is getting as much of your money as possible. Our point of competition is to give them as little money as possible. It's a game that we play.
We usually lose.
Oh, I hate it when you say it like that.
Sorry, but it's true.
You know, you lose a battle, but I'm winning the war.
That's true. You're still in the game.
Absolutely.
Sometimes when the mics are off, Nikki tells Obadiah how she really feels.
I'm so tired of you getting angry and yelling all the time. It's exhausting.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
You're listening to The Riot.
It's just sad. They got that fat guy screaming all the time. Come on. Pull the plug on that freaking thing, huh?
It's The Riot on Radio U.
So yesterday, several times throughout the show, I mentioned how angry I was about being sick. So I just felt like it was getting worse as the day went on yesterday. So I went ahead and went to the doctor, and to use his parlance, he said, oh, your sinuses are full of infection.
Well, wonderful.
And it was like, okay.
So you didn't just have a cold.
No, you know what? I knew it, because here's the thing. I got better and then suddenly got worse. And I have a deviated septum plus whatever weird sinuses. So for me, if I get a cold, if I can get over that cold before it becomes a sinus infection.
You're good.
Da, 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 throw a party. It's great. But
that didn't seem like your heart was in that.
Not really. So it
but
didn't happen.
But if you feel like yourself is getting worse after you got better, then that means it went to a sinus infection.
Yeah, that's actually what he said. He's like, well, when you have a cold and it's not getting better after a week, you might want to, you know, it's a good thing. Good thing you came in. Good thing you came in. So I did that. And then the other thing is I needed to get my blood drawn.
Yeah.
And which is fine. Whatever. I have to go in there, and of course, as a man in this outdated system that we live in, I'm supposed to be tough and strong and all this, all these things. I'm not, just because I was born this way. So the lady comes in to draw my blood, and I'm just like, I don't care. You know, here, just take the whole arm off.
Normally, you're fine with that.
So when we got to the fourth time that she was trying to draw my blood.
Oh, you got
then, then the fifth time was a charm, or I guess it was actually the fourth time when we took it out of my hand again. And you know what? I got sick after that, which, I mean, I don't know if it was because we were on number four.
The stress of that.
Like, I don't know what it was, but when we got to number four, when she was done, I was like, I gotta lay down. And I had to lay there for a while.
Really?
And then when I got out to my car, I was like, I can't drive right now. And I had to just sit there in my car. And it is, here's the thing. During this process, my mind is aware. It's just like, what is your problem? You gave what? An ounce of blood? And we gotta lay in the car like we've been through some major procedure. We have to limp home.
Someone has to pick you up.
I mean, there was a guy in the doctor's office in front of me who could barely walk because he had fallen off a ladder. He just got in his car and drove off. All right. I had to get in my car and I'm just like, oh gosh.
But you weren't at your best. I mean, you've been sick, so it's not you.
Oh, it's me. I'm just a
sickness.
I'm a colossal wimp. And I'm a self-aware wimp. Like, yeah. I'm aware of all my failings. I get that. Like, I'm with it. I got it. But dude, really? Not a great doctor day yesterday, but now I've got some antibiotics. So I'm fighting this thing, and we just gotta.
You're doing good.
Just gotta make it. Come on, everybody. We're gonna rally.
It's the Riot.
Well, that's just as fascinating as the first 89 times you told me that.
Radio U.
I think we've all done that when we look at photos of people in amazing places and we think, my life really sucks. All I do, like everything I do sucks. Like, I hate it. I mean, I do that. Like, I'll see pictures of stuff and it's like, I'm getting up in the dark, making eggs, driving in the dark, you know, like all this stuff, spend all this time, whatever. And then you see a picture of your friend who's literally climbed a mountain and they're like, I quit my job and climbed this mountain. You're like, I should do that. I don't even like mountain climbing, but dang.
But I need to seize the day and live my life.
Right. So there's a blog that a lot of people pay attention to called How Far From Home. They, of course, have an Instagram account and all this different stuff, but they are a couple from South Africa who garnered a lot of publicity when they quit their jobs and they're just traveling, and that's all they do. But I love the fact that they have finally decided to come clean about what's going on behind the scenes, aside from these absolutely amazing photos that they continue to post.
Yeah, some behind-the-scenes stuff on like how they can actually travel. Because normally, you're right, you just see the beautiful picture, the end results.
Yep.
But how did they get there?
They have reached the six-month spot in their journey. And so they say that most of the time they are scrubbing toilets, spreading cow dung, shoveling rocks, laying pathways, making beds. They said basically they're doing anything and everything they possibly can to just scrape by. They have almost no money. They seldom have enough to eat. And they sleep about 5 hours per night because they spend so much time traveling and working. They can't afford bus fare. There are many times they could not afford toothpaste for their toothbrushes.
Well, they were saying that they can't afford like the more expensive type of travel. So sometimes it is a bus or even worse that they have to travel because that's all they can afford, but that takes so much longer than, like, if you hop on a plane.
Yeah. They say, I'm not at my fittest, slimmest, or healthiest. I have to grab my heavy bags through cobbled streets. We eat mostly jam on crackers, and we have to walk almost everywhere because we can't afford to take the bus. So it's one of those funny things where when they tell you all of that, they've basically exchanged almost any comfort at all for the ability to travel. So there's that.
When you hear about it like that, that takes away some of the, oh, I want to, you know, travel around the world.
I mean, there is the argument that everything's a trade-off. Like, you have traded that level of freedom for comfort.
Yeah.
You just have. Like, the fact that you're able to whatever the heck you do is because you go to work and all that stuff. That's where your income comes from. So you could trade all of that for jam on crackers and carrying your bag around in the middle of nowhere.
And an amazing view at some destination that not everybody has a chance to get to. And I'm assuming, at least for them, the good news is that the more people find out about them, the more blog stuff they get, the more this,
more
and the more
income,
that.
Et cetera, et cetera.
So that'll get easier for them.
Yeah, I'm sure that it will. But, dude, you know what? Truth be told, that I always think that when people are like, yeah, and then we had to sleep on the street and do whatever. I recently purchased a foam bed. It's pretty great. I mean,
hard to leave that.
Yeah. I mean, like all those commercials and all that crap you hear from people. Like, I just want you to know that I wasn't sure about it at first, but after a while you kind of break it in. And once you really break it in, it starts to get really comfortable. And now, I can tell if there's a pee under the bed. Like, that's how sensitive I've gotten. So I'm not going to be able to go on this worldwide expedition.
Unless you can get that thing in your backpack, which, yeah, I don't believe so.
Well, maybe if we squish it down.
Squish it back in.
Yeah, I can put it in the box and I'll carry the box around.
If not, it's not for everybody. Maybe you want to live the life of travel and then some have to stay and talk about those that live the life of travel.
I'll take the second.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast. Make sure to check out The Riot weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on Radio U at RadioU.com.
I said yesterday I wanted to start a new segment called This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things. But in reality, maybe we would need another segment, a sister segment called This Is Why We Can't Have Not Nice Things. just be, this is why we can't have things.
That actually works the best.
This is why.
This is why we can't do anything, okay?
We can't. We just can't do it. We got a problem.
Whether good or bad, we just can't do anything.
We got a problem in Orlando, Florida, which, you know what? Orlando's supposed to be a happy place. You got Universal Orlando. You've got Disney World.
You've got a great Wawa's.
Oh, you do. And you have an absolutely terrible CC's Pizza Buffet on the corner of I don't know what and I don't know what. But I ended up there because somebody else wanted to go. And let me just tell you, terrible mistake.
But you went to a buffet there that was pretty good. A hometown one?
No, Nikki.
Or what type was that?
It was the Golden Corral.
Golden Corral, that's it. So it's a hit or miss for some areas.
I went with some family that they were like, we go to the Golden Corral every day for all I care. It's like, well, I care a little, but I'm up for some buffet club.
Sure.
Maybe not all buffet club all the time. So we got a problem. Somebody has a pet king cobra, which, by the way, that right there should be a contradiction.
There are people that have other snakes, though, so I don't think it's not like a one guy with one that's a pet. This seems like they have a gathering of snakes.
A problem?
A business with it. You know, like bring snakes here, there, show them off.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? Give me a reason why you'd bring a snake anywhere.
Education.
About what? About what to stay away from. Let me teach you how to stay away from this by being a bad example.
Well, in this case, they are the worst example because one has gotten away and it's a king cobra, which is poisonous. They say it'll take down even an elephant.
Are you listening?
And we're smaller than elephants.
You may have a weight problem.
But you're not that bad.
But this thing is still going to kill you, okay? Let's just be clear about that.
Yeah, so they are warning people.
Yeah, they're like, hey, everybody in Orlando, Florida, just to let you know, there's an 8-foot-long king cobra on the loose. You'll know that it's the king cobra due to its colors. Just to be clear, if I see what I think might be a snake at all, I'm not sticking around to see what color it is.
Now, for king cobras, this is smaller than sometimes what they can get to be.
Well, and good for it!
They did warn that king cobras are actually very shy, except when cornered. So if you were to, say, box one in,
yeah,
then that's where they tend to strike out.
And, you know, you would think, like, oh, these idiots don't need to be told not to touch the snake. Well, guess what? In the last 2 months, we've had two stories of people taking selfies with rattlesnakes and almost dying.
And this is a king cobra.
This is a king. Just to be clear, you're not, like, the rattlesnake guys lived. You're not coming back from this one, guys. You're done. That's the end of that. It's over. So this is why we can't have things. Because things get loose and they terrorize neighborhoods. Man, here's what I think. If I get a call like, hey, Obadiah, there's a king cobra in your neighborhood. First off, it would have found me and bit me. I have no doubt about that. But I'd be afraid it would even get into my house. So I'm just going to have to stay on the roof with a shotgun.
Or move.
Second story.
It's probably time to leave Orlando anyways.
Man, if I find out, my neighbor across the street just got a cute little puppy. All right. And if I find out that my neighbor on the other side just got a cute little snake, I'm moving.
They do say that's probably what the king cobra is out doing, is out hunting.
Eating other animals.
Trying to find something.
So bring your animals inside.
Be on the lookout.
Or better yet, take your dog outside, strap it up, and then stand.
Hey.
Nikki.
It's
just for bait. You're going to be out there with a gun, and I'll tell you what, it can eat buckshot. What do you think about that? You just want to be careful that you don't get fluffy in the process. Summerlin, out of my head.
Or yourself.
Well, or yourself, or any of the other neighbors. They're running out. Don't shoot him! Get out of the way!
You're listening to The Riot. Good for you.
No, good for us. And good for America.
Nikki and I have been outspoken critics of Hulu because it sucks.
Well, let's just dissect that a little bit more.
Go ahead, Nikki. I'll let you cut it open and get your hands dirty.
Not in a mean way, because, you know, I do know quite a few people that do enjoy Hulu. It just depends. But between Hulu and Netflix, Netflix has way more subscribers, and Hulu will say that.
Yes.
But our problem was always you were paying for Hulu. What was it? Roughly the same amount you'd pay for Netflix?
I think they're both $7.99 a month.
But yet you still had just these amazing amount of ads, and not just quick short ads, but mm-hmm. just lengthy, long things while you're watching something when you're already paying money. And we always thought that was kind of ridiculous.
Right. Well, here's the deal. Hulu now says no more ads.
But wait, there's an asterisk.
But hang on now. Like, if you pay $11.99 for Hulu, that's an extra $4 off the base or on the base subscription there. They're saying no ads. Now, there's a tiny asterisk that I have not heard anybody really talking about is there is some content, and I don't know what it is, but that will not allow their programming to run without ads.
So this would, it's not everything. It's not suddenly everything you watch on Hulu becomes commercial free. There will be limitations to that.
And again, we don't know what those are. So
yeah,
right now, I don't know what exactly is it that runs that ends up having commercials on it. I don't know, but the programming's there.
I feel like they have to disclose that a little bit more because say you went with the $12 approach thinking everything's going to be commercial free, but a lot of your shows on there don't fall in that category.
Right.
And then you have to watch them with still commercials.
It really comes down to it being an individualized choice. Like, hey, if the stuff that you really like does have commercials and maybe you don't care, then whatever. And in fact, the other thing about Hulu is this, is that if like me, like your cable box, quote unquote, is a computer, you don't need to pay for Hulu because it's going to have commercials no matter what, or at least it would have. And you can just watch it on the computer and just go full screen. You only had to pay $8 if you wanted access to Hulu, like on a Roku or
a
tablet or anything like that. So just depends on what you want to pay. $11.99 a month, you can go commercial free if you want.
I think what's really hard and what I always had a problem with Hulu and even YouTube ads are getting longer and at different places where they always swing back through when you're watching something. Just because of how we watch TV or shows now, not just TV shows, but just wherever you're watching it, it's hard. I have such a short span with it.
Oh,
I cannot watch something that's long anymore. It's hard for even 20, 25 minutes. And then you add all these commercials into it that are like 60 seconds, 90 seconds, and a lot of times they're the same ones over and over again. I would just always get very frustrated.
Here's the thing I think is funny, and the modern brain really is changing. Do you know that let's say I was watching Hulu on my tablet. Do you know that when that pops up to show a commercial, I grab my phone so I have something to do for 60 seconds so I don't have to wait for the commercial?
And I feel like that's just everybody's changing with what you can stand when you want to watch something.
Man, seriously, I got a problem. I need to work on that right now. So where were we? Oh, yes, Hulu, $11.99. See, did you see what just happened? My brain had moved on. And I had to pull it back in because we've been talking for 3 minutes and that was really just too long.
That's a long time.
It's just too long, guys.
Maybe we can't watch a lot of long things because, we ourselves talk and we have to talk longer.
I will tell you this, always commercial free Radio U. We are because of your support. Our fall fundraiser is coming up. Don't wait. Go to RadioU.com. And no matter how much you give, Radio U, the Radio U app, and all of that stuff remains free and commercial free. So thanks for making that happen. I say if you can give Hulu $11.99 a month and it stinks, something to think about.
The Radio U Fall Fundraiser that will kick off with us on Monday, September 14th.
It is the Riot.
Sometimes when the mics are off, Nikki tells Obadiah how she really feels.
I'm so tired of you getting angry and yelling all the time. It's exhausting.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
You're 16 and your girlfriend just came up and said, I'm pregnant. Whoa, right? It's amazing. Didn't see that one coming. So the two of you then go through all the different steps. You tell your parents, you tell her parents. And at first the parents had a lot of difficulty, but, after a while,
everybody's just moved along.
It's like, you know,
just going with it.
This thing is happening. So we're going to be supportive and this is very exciting. So your girlfriend, joins this kind of support group for people who, by the way, she's having triplets and, things just grow and grow. And they have a baby shower at what, like the 8 or 9 month mark. And they receive so many gifts from friends and family and then this online support community that they finally stopped opening gifts at the shower because there was too much.
Many.
It's like, we just can't do this. It's too much stuff. Then we started to hit the 10-month mark and your mom starts asking annoying questions like, Why haven't we met the doctor yet? Why don't you get to go to the ultrasounds? Why don't you get to go to any of the visits?
At the 10-month mark?
Yeah. Just to be clear, human incubation is not 9 months. It's actually 10. We say 9 for various reasons. I'll let you dig into the biology. And so people begin asking questions, and then we find out that this girl has been lying the entire time. She has been using costume stuff to make herself look pregnant.
Yeah, I saw a website that she had used where you just buy, like, you know, if you want to have a party, you can buy a party pack. And that's like plates, napkins, cups, games, that sort of thing. Well, this was a fake baby one. So like for Halloween or if you want to pull a prank on somebody. But she did this for triplets, even to where the father triplets didn't know. So
it's crazy time. So they say the fakeababy.com, they're like, these are all gag gifts. But apparently,
obviously, like gag gifts.
Oh, yeah. It's
them.
It's not one of those things where it's like, oh, whatever. But one of these ads is, how can I get his attention? Well, you can fake a pregnancy.
Well, they also do.
What the heck?
What's the pictures? Is it a sonogram?
Ultrasound.
Ultrasound. That's it. But we
know it all.
But they'll send you those.
Yep,
then if you need to show somebody,
like, oh, here's the ultrasound.
Well, they were saying how people on the support group were figuring it out because the sonograms.
Ultrasound.
What is? I'm looking up.
It's something else. We'll get to it later.
What's the ultrasound? The babies, all three of them, were the same in the same placement, facing like the same way. So it was obvious it was not real.
Right.
To those moms who had other ultrasounds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, ultrasound sonogram. It is a type of ultrasound.
There we go.
It uses high frequency sound waves to scan and So a sonogram and an ultrasound.
Same thing.
Oh, the picture. Okay, an ultrasound is the procedure.
Yeah.
A sonogram is the picture.
Who's both right?
Woo! Look at that. There's so much intelligence in this room right now.
Dr. Obi.
I can barely stand it.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I know.
Who do you want to deliver your baby?
I know.
It's a team effort, really.
You can hire us for parties. We've never done a delivery, but I bet we could, spin some music, do something.
The Radio U DJ service will help you host your baby shower.
And we'll talk you through it because we obviously know a lot.
Tons of stuff. Yeah. No problem. So
it was so sad. When I read it, it was just like, something's going on there.
Gotta tell you right now that they're not.
Well, it's hard because for her, she said that she lost the baby. She had been pregnant, but lost the baby early on and didn't want to tell anybody. But then if you're in that situation, no one knows what to believe because then you lied the rest of the time.
Well,
and
yeah.
Triplets, and it's a big lie. There's a lot of stuff to it. So it's just one of those things where you don't know what really is going on.
You think it's one of those things where she was like, she went to fake a baby and they delivered the wrong sonogram and she was like, well,
I'm going with this.
We'll just go with it.
I don't know. Maybe that's why, lesson learned, it's tempting to start lying.
Oh my gosh.
Well, sometimes you have to say it.
I want her to get everybody together and I want her to say, I want you to know I learned my lesson.
Wow. One lie can lead to a lot of stuff. Okay.
I really want an entire room full of people that have been supporting her for the last 9 months.
Oh.
I want her to say, you guys are the best and I really learned my lesson. Yes. Please do that.
I also feel bad for the guy who was the father because, he had accepted it and they were probably looking forward.
That dude is throwing the biggest party ever.
He's not. Maybe he really wanted.
You're 16.
Triplets.
You're 16 and you find out your girlfriend's pregnant with triplets and then you find out that she lied to you and it was just, no, I was kidding. And you're just like, first off, we're breaking up. Second, woo! That's the way that goes.
Instead of the next Worst of the Riot clip, Obadiah has a special presentation for you.
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script? The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12.
On second thought, here's that Worst of the Riot clip after all.
Someone's holding grudges.
I did not go over and turn your computer off.
Are you sure?
You can check the camera. I did not.
I will tell you, there's a camera in this studio, security camera. We did install it because of Nikki.
Didn't.
Yeah, we did. It was
no,
like
you did not.
It was
That's
one of those
for
things
our
where
safety.
Her behavior was such that when I was trying to, I actually
work hard.
Well, I went upstairs and I was like, Michael, I don't know if you're aware of some of the things that go on in the morning. But
you didn't want to say it.
Right. I don't feel comfortable. So I just want you to take a look at this and you tell me if you think this is appropriate. Then Nikki, do you guys remember when she was gone for like a week? Yeah, that was sensitivity training.
Obi left the room for like a minute. When he came back, your computer must have shut off, or did it go to sleep?
No, it restarted.
I'm the only one in the room, so I'm just sitting over here.
And Nikki's like, "Oh, I didn't do anything. It was the people that came through the tour. Did you see the tour? There was a tour that came through. They were only here for about 30 seconds.
I did not.
Mm-hmm. And you know what she said? She said, "Now I didn't do it, but you did burp on me earlier, so."
So if that's just what happens.
If things happen to people that do things to other people they shouldn't do like that.
If I'm doing something back at you, it's not going to be just turning your laptop off.
I don't know. That's a pretty bad thing.
No, they'll be way worse.
Are you familiar with carbon trails and how they can build up inside your computer? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay.
It's all fun and games until Obadiah's Mac breaks. And then we don't have anything to talk about because his Mac broke. Just completely gone.
Show's over, and then I took down the show.
Hey, this is just a side note. I was thinking about it as I was walking in here. Mm-hmm. Have you taken any nighttime cold medicine since we have been sick?
No, I do not usually. It just doesn't leave my system in enough time to do the show in the morning.
Oh, me either, but I still take it.
And then I have to drive in by myself, and I see things, so it's not safe for me or for other people on the road.
We have established that.
Yeah, so no, I usually skip on the nighttime one. Why?
Well, I took some of that last night.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting adapted or something. It took like 2 hours
to start working for me
to get sleepy after I took that stuff. I was like, I'm going to be ready to go to bed at any time. Like, nope, I'm still working on it.
Do I look more tired now or am I sleepy
like,
yet?
Hey, anybody lullabies like a thing like
warm milk,
something like why isn't this stuff making me sleepy? And it didn't, but I'll tell you what, right now, totally ready for bed. Absolutely. Just no question.
Maybe you need to switch up the medicine.
Like, okay.
Like maybe you developed a...
I will say it is the habit. It's the generic blue pills. It's not actually NyQuil. Maybe I need to go back to the liquid.
Sure.
That way it's a little more fast acting. Maybe my stomach is not dissolving the coating fast enough. We could look into that. So, you know what? For the next several nights, I'm going to be taking this nighttime medicine to see.
To come back.
Which
and tell
is
us
the
it
most
is.
Effective. Yeah.
Well, you just let us know.
Do you think they still have that sugar-free cherry vanilla NyQuil that we were looking at? Do they still have that?
I haven't had that in a while.
I think it's right next to that 7-Up display in the aisle.
Near the crackers and chicken soup.
I'll just get myself a little mixer with some crackers.
Is there a cold going around? Did anybody else get sick or was it just us two?
Oh, Michael.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast. Make sure to check out The Riot weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on Radio U at RadioU.com.